More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The lies keep coming in from Democrats. This time, Democrat Representative Dan Goldman, who is in essence acting as the personal attorney for the Biden crime family in Congress, lied to the American people. We now know about Devin Archer's testimony. He has now been called out by CBS News for lying to the American people and mischaracterizing what was actually said before Congress. Now, before we got an entire transcript of what was actually said, Dan Goldman came out and said that Devin Archer testified that there wasn't really anyone buying access to Joe Biden. It was just the illusion of access to Joe Biden that they were buying through Hunter Biden. Well, guess what? Dan Goldman lied. That's not what Devin Archer testified to. And we now have the official transcript to know that this Democratic congressman lied to the media and the media helped tell that lie. Listen to CBS News correcting the record. At least they were telling the truth.
Well, earlier this week, we just had to rely on the characterization from Republicans and Democrats about Devin Archer's testimony, but now we can see the full transcript. You'll recall that Democrat Congressman Dan Goldman said that Archer testified that it was the illusion of access to Joe Biden that Hunter Biden was offering to these clients. But in fact, when you look at the transcript, what you see is that that phrase, illusion of access, is in Dan Goldman's question. Mm. It's actually not what Devin Archer testified to. He says, yes, but that's not quite fair. This was about showing that there was the signal that there's influence and access here.
So there was a lie, a big lie that was told. The transcript clearly shows that Devin Archer agreed with Goldman that Hunter was in part selling the illusion of access, but the transcript also shows that Archer nuanced his answer to make it clear, well, no, not that's not exactly the case here, sir, with all due respect. But Goldman went out there to the media and said, okay, look, he wasn't selling access. It may have been the illusion of access. That's what Devin Archer testified to. That is not the case. They've been lied. Now, why did I go back to that lie? And the reason why is because I want you to understand now what's happening with some other lies. We now know more about Facebook. We now also know, and this is about suppressing the Hunter Biden story, the FBI also lied about extensive meetings with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO's platform. All of this about Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, and the laptop from hell. Here's what we now know, this coming from Representative Jim Jordan. He said the FBI lied about the extent of its communications with Facebook regarding specifically the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020. Newly disclosed communications from the tech company have confirmed. Representative Jim Jordan said the FBI's claim it only met with Facebook once about the Biden's laptop from hell are, quote unquote, completely false. Now, this is the latest installment in Representative Jim Jordan's Facebook files, a series of internal communications from the social network platform obtained through a subpoena by the House Judiciary Committee, which Jim Jordan chairs. In a sworn deposition in the Missouri v. Biden case, FBI Special Agent Elvis Chan, who is the main conduit between the Bureau and big tech companies, claimed that apart from one instance, he was not aware of any meetings between Facebook and the FBI regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story. Well, guess what? In the same deposition, he also claimed that he had, quote, no internal knowledge of the FBI's investigation regarding the troubled Biden son laptop. The Facebook files, however, reveal that both claims are totally false. This internal Facebook communication reveals that Chan had more than one meeting with Facebook regarding the Hunter Biden laptop, so he lied about that. Representative Jim Jordan putting out this on social media saying Chan was asked again if, other than October the 14th, Facebook FITF meeting, he was aware of any communications between anyone at Facebook and anyone at the FBI related to the Hunter Biden laptop story. He answered no. Jim Jordan then said that is completely false. The committee has recently obtained the internal Facebook document proving that Agent Chan had a secret follow-up call with Facebook about the Hunter Biden laptop story on October the 15th, just one day after the New York Post story and the first Facebook meeting. Jim Jordan goes on to say, moreover, it reveals that contrary to his claims of having no knowledge about the investigation, Chan confidently told the tech company a day after the story broke and had been censored by the platform that there was, quote, no evidence of any foreign connection, saying there was no current evidence to suggest any foreign connection of the leaks, quote unquote. Those weren't Agent Chan's only inconsistent statements, Jim Jordan continues. Agent Chan also claimed in the deposition that he had no internal knowledge of the FBI's investigation involving Hunter Biden. But, Jordan says, the Facebook employee and ex-FBI agent wrote the day after the story broke that Chan advised that he was up to speed on the current state of the matter within the FBI. So he lied again. Chan also told Facebook that there was no current evidence to suggest any foreign connections of leaks. So saying it twice, now we know he lied again. Now, when Facebook initially asked the FBI if the Hunter Biden laptop story was real, the current section chief of the Foreign Influence Task Force, the FBI, said, quote, no comment, quote unquote. And at that point, Jim Jordan says, the FBI was fully aware that the laptop was real, according to Jim Jordan and those who have testified on the record at the FBI. Jim Jordan went on to say, of course, there was no evidence of any foreign connection. The laptop was real and the FBI knew it. In fact, the FBI had the laptop since December of 2019, long before the story broke. Then he said, quote, is there any wonder why the Biden DOJ has so far stonewalled the committee's efforts to interview Agent Chan? The laptop was real. The FBI knew it was real. And now they're not doing anything to allow us to get to the bottom of what really happened. Is there any wonder why the Biden DOJ has so far stonewalled the committee? We know this because they're afraid of what would actually come out. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. There's another player in the Biden crime family apparatus, a guy by the name of Eric Swearin. He was a top executive at his firm as his father's close confidant and counsel is how he was described by the Bidens. This is a guy that knew where the money was coming in. He's been reported to be called, quote, the money guy. Well, Hunter Biden's business partner could now blow the lid off of the Biden family's business dealings. This following what we've now learned from Devin Archer in his congressional interview last week, alleging that President Joe Biden's deep involvement with Hunter Biden business dealings was not just quasi-influence peddling, it was straight up buying access to the United States government. Now, let's talk about Eric Swearin. We now know that Eric Swearin had serious access to the Obama White House and then Vice President Joe Biden's residence as well. We now know that at least 36 different times between 2009 and 2016, he was able to go to the White House. Likely, this is going to make him the next target of the House Oversight Committee's investigation of the Biden family business dealings. Now, Swearin was the founding partner and the managing director of Hunter's now dissolved firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners. He was then appointed by then President Obama. Okay, so this brings the Obama team into all of this controversy. He was appointed by Obama to the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad. It's a, quote, independent U.S. government agency. He got that gig in 2015. Eric asked for one of these the day after the election in 2008, we also know. Hunter revealed about Swearin's appointment in an email on March 13th of 2015. He wanted to be on one of these boards. And as soon as the election happened, he was already advocating for his friend. This is what buying and getting access looks like. Swearin was reappointed to that commission in January of 2017. The number of Swearin visits to the White House could be much higher, by the way, than 36 if any of his meetings fell under its voluntary disclosure policy exception. A purely personal guest due to his handling of Biden family personal finances, quote unquote. Now, the White House, and this is important, say they will not release access records related to purely personal guests of the first and second families, i.e. visits that do not involve any official or political business, the Obama administration's archive website says.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, how important was Eric Swearin? Well, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen who married the president's son from 1993 to 2017. She revealed in a memoir in June of 2020 that Eric Swearin, quote, managed almost every aspect of our financial life. This guy knows it all. Hunter also acknowledged that Eric Swearin was a, quote, close confidant and counsel to his father in a February 2014 email thread with Swearin, which brings me to something else I want you to hear. There was a very interesting conversation Joe Concha had about Hunter Biden's scandal. He had this conversation on Fox News. And since all this information that's just come out has now been connected, and the dots are connected, he put it this way when he said that at this point, it is abundantly clear that what is happening right now is so much bigger than what Watergate even was. In fact, he said it makes Watergate look like nothing more than a smash and grab. Take a listen.
Devin Archer's interview with lawmakers raising a whole lot of eyebrows. A couple Democrats even publicly criticizing Hunter Biden. One House Democrat even saying, at the very least, the optics are pretty bad.
What we saw from the Archer testimony was a very unflattering portrait of Hunter Biden's judgment and business dealings. If Hunter Biden committed crimes, Hunter Biden should face justice and accountability for those crimes.
Similar comments from another lawmaker on the left.
Let me say something that you never heard a Republican member of Congress say in the 4 years of the Trump administration, which is that if Hunter Biden broke the law, he should be prosecuted. And it is clear that he broke the law with respect to taxes and possibly the ownership of a handgun. He should be held accountable for that.
All right. Let me just first ask you regarding these comments. You know, Archer basically says that the president was indeed on these phone calls, in fact, on speakerphone, when they actually indeed did talk about business dealings. The president has maintained from the very beginning he was never on those phone calls. Obviously, somebody's lying here, and it's not looking so good for the president.
No, Julian, it's not just the 20 phone calls that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. It's the dinners also. Joe Biden in person with Hunter Biden's business dealings and business partners, I should say. And no, they weren't just there to discuss meteorology, right? Sun, clouds, dew point. That doesn't even get you to the ordering stage of any dinner. So obviously, there's not just smoke here. There's a Canadian-sized wildfire here as far as evidence that the president of the United States, while vice president, profited from his son's business dealings to the tune of millions of dollars. Because how else does he afford a multi-million dollar home on the beach in Rehoboth, Delaware, on a vice president's and senator's salary? How does he afford another multi-million dollar home in Wilmington? And Democrats look profoundly foolish when they say, well, there's just no evidence here. This is just about Hunter Biden, not Joe Biden. Well, we have phone calls, we have emails, and we have dinners proving otherwise, that Joe Biden sat in on these meetings. And if that's the case, you now have a president that could be compromised by the likes of China, Ukraine, Romania. You could go down the list in terms of where he is compromised. But obviously, most important, Julie, is China. And if that's the case, then this makes Watergate look like a smash and grab.
Republican presidential candidate Doug Burgum criticized ABC News.
Important, Julie, is China. And if that's the case, then this makes Watergate look like a smash and grab.
Now, if you look at this through the lens of now what we know and connecting the dots and the fact that the money guy, we have everything here. You have Devin Archer. You have the laptop. You have the FBI cover up. You have Facebook. You have the cover up there. You have the lies on there. This is turning into something that makes Watergate look like a smash and grab. But let's be clear. It's not just the smash and grab aspect of this. It's not just the compare and contrast to just how bad things are. It's also about the media not digging and covering for the president every single time they can. Perfect example of this, the very next question that Joe Concha was asked. Listen.
Republican presidential candidate Doug Burgum criticized ABC News on air. On air. Okay, this is a good one. For ignoring the scandals surrounding Hunter Biden. Let's watch this.
Was Mike Pence right when he certified?
I just listened to 15 minutes of legal debate on this thing, and I'm sure you could run it again 7 by 24. But what I know is that I'm running against Joe Biden, and that's what we're going to be talking about. And of course, not a mention in the last 15 minutes of Hunter Biden or the laptop. Americans out there do concern. There are people on the ground that are not watching these Sunday programs that are saying, you know, why is the DOJ defending Hunter Biden, and why are they attacking President Trump? It does seem political to people.
It is political. The question is it fair?
It's absolutely fair. Look, you could cover the Donald Trump trials. They're going to be coming up. That's obviously right. A big news story. He's the leading vote getter right now, or at least as far as polls are concerned, for the Republican nomination. He's a former president. But you equally have to cover Joe Biden as well. And to expect, say, ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, the former communications director for a former Democratic president, to go down that road first, or at least give it somewhat equal time, obviously is laughable. And we see it not just at ABC. Julie, we see it in the pages of the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, pretending this story does not exist, or when they do cover it, dismiss it, mock it, say there's no there. Elections have consequences, fortunately, and there's a GOP House right now that will continue these hearings, these investigations. Whistleblowers will continue to come forward, and at some point, you probably expect perhaps impeachment is on the table as well. And it's not politically driven if you just look at the evidence objectively and sanely, Julie.
Now, Republicans have to make a decision now. Are they going to move on this issue that he just brought up of impeachment? I don't think they have a choice. And the reason why is because of the evidence, not because I want to witch hunt. I've said for impeachment a long time, I don't like it, the idea of impeaching someone because you don't like their politics. And that's what they did with Donald Trump, right? They didn't like Donald Trump. So they said, all right, we'll overthrow the will of the people. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. But how did Joe Biden become a millionaire, right? That's a question we should ask. How did he get everything that he has based on the salary that he had? That's another question that should be asked. Now, there is a Trump allied pack that is going to be asking those questions now of exactly how did Joe Biden become this multimillionaire and how did he get everything? Now, we know how he got it. We understand it now because we understand the Biden crime family. But it's nice to see now that there's a super PAC called MAGA Inc. that has launched an ad on Sunday that is questioning how did Joe Biden become a millionaire after a career as a public servant. The 60-second ad, which aired on CNN, by the way, highlights the Biden family business ranking in $18 million while Joe Biden was a senator and a private citizen before launching a presidential bid. It, the laptop from hell, shows Hunter pocketing millions from foreign partners, cash from Ukraine and Chinese interests, accused of bribery and fraud, the ad states. Your family and their cronies ranked in over $17 million from these schemes, the ad continues. You, Joe, went from being one of the poorest in Congress to a millionaire in the White House, the ad says. Come on, Joe. All this a coincidence or corruption? Take a listen to the entire ad that's just been released.
Hey, Joe. How come your Justice Department goes after Trump endlessly, yet they cover for your family? Hunter's laptop? Yeah, that was censored. But we know that laptop's real. And it's not just filled with photos of Hunter's drug-fueled debauchery, either. Nah, it showed Hunter pocketed millions from foreign partners, cash from Ukrainian and Chinese interests accused of bribery and fraud. And remember when you claimed your family never made money from China? Well, Hunter admitted in court he took their cash. His Chinese business partner was tied to the Communist Party. How did Hunter's partners get meetings at the White House? Your brother, grandkids, even nieces and nephews got paid from foreign deals. Your family and their cronies raked in over $17 million from these schemes. You, Joe, went from being one of the poorest in Congress to a millionaire in the White House. Come on, Joe. All this a coincidence or corruption? Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
By the way, there needs to be a hell of a lot more ads like this. A lot more. Because these are the types of ads that ask questions because the media is not reporting on the story. And these are the ads. If you want to know where to give money, this is the type of money that I would spend on these ads. I would give to MAGA Inc. to make sure that these questions get asked to the American people directly. Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative, Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's also a question now of what Republicans should do when it comes to impeachment. Yes, Republicans are talking about the possibility of impeaching Joe Biden. Is that what the voters want? Well, the Associated Press literally ran that headline. Now, here's the part that cracks me up about this AP article. They start by telling the story of some guy named Bill. Bill recalls a time when his politics generally aligned with conservatives. They say he enthusiastically backed Republicans such as John McCain during his 08 presidential campaign. Now, this is how you know, and I'm going to stereotype here, and I feel good about this. This is when you know this guy isn't a real conservative. You ready for this? Quote, but the stay-at-home dad has grown dismayed with the GOP molded by former President Donald Trump, who's now seeking a return to the White House. If you got to quote a Republican that's a stay-at-home dad, and then you claim he's dismayed. By the way, I do believe he's dismayed, right, at the GOP and Donald Trump, right? I would expect a stay-at-home dad to not like Donald Trump because, well, Donald Trump isn't a stay-at-home dad type of guy. I'm just being honest here, all right? And if that's who you go out there trying to claim as a Republican, the majority of Republican men, by the way, we're hunters. We go to work, okay? We go out and we make money and we come home, we provide for our family. And if you had to go out there to sandbag an article by finding a stay-at-home dad, that tells you everything you need to know about how dishonest the Associated Press actually is. Now, let me go back to this article. They say, in the threat of a Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden's family finances and the churning U.S. House probes of his son, Hunter Biden, have left the stay-at-home dad indignant, angry, and remembering why he's a political independent. So wait, he's not a Republican. Okay, well, at least you're semi-telling the truth now in your story. Quote, it's all about revenge politics to keep Trump's base and engaged for the 2024 election, he said. It's all about nothing. Yeah. Go find yourself a stay-at-home dad. They're probably a Democrat. That sentiment reflects the gamble House Republicans are making as they consider moving forward with an impeachment inquiry against Biden. That's actually not the case, and that's why I want to read this article to you, or part of it. It's not a gamble. If you are running for president, whether you're Republican, whether you're Donald Trump, you're not out there trying to get the votes of stay-at-home dads. Okay, that's not your base. Stay-at-home dads, I bet you 98% of them to 99% of them are hardcore woke lefties, right? They're literally staying at home and being a dad at home. Okay, that's just not what conservatives do. Now, I'm not saying there's not exceptions to the rule. I want to be clear, okay? I do know a couple stay-at-home dads. Not for me. I go out, I work, I provide for my family. That's what 99% of conservative men do. But this idea that, oh, well, Republicans should be worried and really think twice before they impeach Joe Biden, that they may lose out on stay-at-home dads, that's the part that's hilarious about this article. That we should be, you know, pausing here and really thinking about the stay-at-home dad who's dismayed and says this is just about enraging Trump's base. If that's why Republicans don't move to impeach Joe Biden, they're idiots. The talk delights some Republicans, the article says, from the AP, who are eager for retribution following several indictments of Trump in recent months, including two federal cases that charge him with hoarding classified documents and working to overturn the 2020 election. But for many of those outside of the diehard GOP base, the impeachment chatter is a turn off, the AP says. It's especially risky for the party in California, where five House Republicans occupy Democratic-leaning districts that Biden won in 2020. Those districts alone could help Democrats retake the House majority next year. In one crucial battleground, sprawling through suburbs and high desert north of L.A., GOP Representative Mike Garcia will need to overcome a nearly 13-point Democratic registration advantage to claim a fourth term and remain the sole Republican House member anchored in heavily Democratic Los Angeles County. In suburban Santa Clara, at the heart of Garcia's district, Melman, this dude who's a stay-at-home dad, said he had no chance that he's going to support Garcia, in part because the congressman joined, he says, House Republicans who attempted to reject electoral votes from Arizona and Pennsylvania after the election in 2020. Quote, but in a Congress often stalemated by partisan division, he has his doubts about Democrats, too. He says one party is crazy, referring to Republicans, and one party is slightly less crazy, referring to Democrats. Now, the political fallout of an impeachment inquiry could provide unprecedented and unpredictable election outcomes. Speaker McCarthy, a Barksfield Republican who is well aware of his party's challenges in California, has floated the idea. But he and other Republican leaders haven't signaled a timeline for action. The election season could be colored by other issues, including worries over inflation and rising gas prices, the AP goes on to say. And previous presidents have overcome the headwinds from impeachment. Bill Clinton's popularity actually improved after he was impeached, while Trump earned more votes after his first impeachment. Still, in swing districts that could determine House control, even a small shift of votes could be decisive. Garcia held his seat by 333 votes in 2020. In California's Central Valley, Republican Representative John Durant captured his seat last year with a 564-vote win. Outside of Santa Clara Library, on a crystalline summer afternoon, the investigations were applauded by Republican voter Diane Hamilton, who works in software sales, the AP says. She said she has long been suspicious of Hunter Biden's financial and business dealings. In 2020, the content of the laptop that he left at that Delaware repair shop had never retrieved, made its way to the Republicans and were publicly leaked, revealing messages about his work and personal life. Democrats, she said, had tried to push questions about the laptop under the rug. Despite its reputation as a Democratic stronghold, a string of California House districts have proved volatile in recent elections, highlighting their importance to both parties as they seek the majority. Democrats seized 7 seats from Republicans in 2018. Then Republicans claimed 4 from Democrats in 2020. In the 2022 election, California Republicans gained 1 seat from 11 to 12, while Democrats dropped to 40 seats from 42. Now, this is the other flaw with this article from the AP. You notice how all they're doing is focusing on California. I'm not worried about California because I know in the presidential it's going to go for the Democrats no matter what. I have no doubt that some of these Republicans will lose. I want to be clear, okay? They will lose. They will lose. I'm going to say it again. They will lose their seats because of the way that California is going. There's also something else that's happening in California. It is really hard. I mean, extremely hard, okay, for conservatives to win there now. Every year it gets harder because so many moderates and so many conservatives are moving out of California. So you're losing out on voters that would normally vote for you because they're tired of the insanity. They're tired of the crime. They're tired of their cities being shut down by unions, just like we've seen in San Francisco. They're tired of the homelessness. They're tired of the drugs. And so if you have the means to move, what's happening is many conservative voters are moving and moderate voters are moving out of California, which in a weird way actually makes it easier for radical leftists to get elected or to get reelected. That's why I'm telling you right now, you cannot run this whole thing, this whole scenario. You cannot do it by looking at California. California is a loss as a state. Just deal with it. And there's a very good chance that some of these Republicans are going to lose as well. But it doesn't mean that we don't look at impeachment. And if the Republican Party decides not to impeach solely based on the politics of California, well, then we need to vote those guys out as well. Make sure you share a podcast with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review. Hit that follow or subscribe or auto download button right now, wherever you're listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.